As we conclude our brief journey through Hebrew idioms, barely scratching the surface, I wanted to spend this segment sharing a few more idioms found in Scripture. John chapter 4 and verse 11. She said to him, "Sir, you don't have a bucket, and the well is deep, so where do you get this living water?" What is living water? In Jewish thought, it is the highest level of purity one can attain. Living water is associated with redemption through Yeshua. He identified himself as living water, the highest purity one can attain. John chapter 7 and verse 38. "Whoever puts his trust in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from his inmost being." Moving on. Luke chapter 5 and verse 37. "Also, no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and be spilled, and the skins too will be ruined." So just what is new wine? Simply stated, new wine refers to a new teaching. Moving on to Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 16. "Look," says Adonai, "I will send many fishermen, and they will fish for them. Afterwards, I will send many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and hill, and out of caves in the rocks." So what are fishermen and hunters? Fishermen are helpers of the Jewish people, while hunters are persecutors of the Jewish people. And lastly, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1. "Don't judge so that you won't be judged." Don't judge means to not be critical or to criticize someone. To judge usually gets taken out of context here. Simply put, don't criticize someone, but show them scripture supporting a position, or for that matter, against a position. As always, we are to do this in love and with the purpose of bringing someone closer to Messiah or further strengthening them in their relationship with Messiah. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath," to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tadah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.